Turn to Nehemiah chapter 4, please. Then we have Zoe, who's going to wrap up our service in a few minutes. Zoe Turk, who came back from Finland for a short time. And then she goes back to Finland because she's studying in school there. And she's going to sing like one of my favorite songs. So, wow, I'm excited about that. After the service, we'll have our benediction after her song, and then we have our fellowship with the cookies and so on in the fellowship in the family center. But here comes the meat. Ready? Before cookies, meat. Chapter 4, verse 1. And now when Sanballat heard that we were building the wall, he was angry. When Sanballat heard that we were building the wall. New Year's is coming. When is it coming? Anybody know the time? My mother said always to me, you don't even know when it's raining outside. Do you know what time it is? Okay, where are we at? Talk back to me. 2 weeks from today. We'll be going into the new year, 2018. And we are building a wall. And Sanballat is the enemy of the Jews. And he was angry and greatly enraged. And he jeered at the Jews. But you know, Christ is born in us. We have a treasure in us. You know, we are building a wall. We have been doing it for decades, in one sense. We've been doing the minority, maybe we could say, not that we are anything, but all believers everywhere in the world. We don't know the percentage, but some of them are building the wall. God's will. Meeting together and assembling, praying together often, believing, going skateboarding and stopping by faith and telling a young man the message, and it turns into something awesome. Divine appointment. We have a Bible college, we have our day school, we have our teams, we have our affiliation, we are building a wall. Pastor Shibley was in Kentucky. Pastor Paul Poe had a beautiful Christmas banquet with many people that came out. We are building a wall. A Federal Hill Church opened up this morning in our property. We are building a wall. The Midnight Express, that's our vision, to get a van and deck it all out called the Midnight Express. And on it is like underwear and blankets and toothpaste and and water and sandwiches and Panera Bread bagels and Royal Farms fried chicken. And that Midnight Express will hit the road and turn up the road and go on with Pastor Ray. And then he'll also fill it up with people and bring them to church like he does. Hallelujah. We are building a wall. I mean, there's something we're doing. I mean, at least we're doing something. I mean, we don't really know. It's like what Pastor Duane said. We just believe we are looking at the invisible and we're doing something. And these people are angry about it and mocking us. Look at verse 2. And he said in the presence of his brothers and of the army of Samaria, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore it for themselves? Yep. We're coming at you. We are building a wall. We are doing something. And I mean, we could go through the room and say thank you to so many people. Scotty Dubay, Michael Williams, Pastor Taggart. Pastor Taggart was down in Harold Harbor, 10 minutes north of Annapolis this morning, a small church dying out with 12 or 14 people, and they sent us a message, do we have a pastor? And we don't know what'll happen and how it'll all work, but we can pray, and God will say to somebody in their heart, I will go, or I will believe God. I don't mean Harold Harbor. I mean in the bigger picture, where I will build the wall. Others are you know, whatever they're doing, that's their business. I don't care, as long as I can be part of building the wall. Maybe somebody will say, I'm not going to do that. Nobody else says it. Well, I'm going to do it because God said it. And I don't care if anybody, I will follow him, right? How does this song go? Where he leads me, I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. That, I think, was written in Bangladesh many years ago. All right, closing. Shortest message I've ever preached. Look at verse 2. It says, will they restore it for themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they finish up in a day? Yep. Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish? It sure will happen. We'll take it right out of the garbage pile. And even burn stones, even will they use the burned stones? Verse 3, Tobiah, the Ammonite, was beside him, and he said, yes, what they are building, if a fox goes up on it, will break down their stone wall. You know, years ago, we went to Finland as missionaries, 1975. We had 40,000 tracks, so I had to dump my suitcase, my clothes out of the suitcase and put the tracks in the suitcase. So I got over to Finland without any clothes. But I had tracks. Isn't that funny? Then I got married, and my wife packs my bags with Ziploc bags. Yeah, sometimes it may look humiliating. Sometimes it looks very weak. Sometimes it looks like it is shameful. Sometimes it looks kind of funny. Sometimes our singing is squeaky. Sometimes our instruments are out of tune. Sometimes our main office is in a cellar with a single light bulb coming down from the ceiling, and it's very cold in there. Sometimes it looks kind of crazy. Sometimes it's not so professional, but it's in our hearts that we are showing up and doing something because God is building the wall. And if we can be on his side, then that means all the difference. And when we were born again, this is what happened. We became part of him. And we kind of can feel it when we are in his will. And when we're walking in faith, we can kind of sense the peace of God and the ways of God and the thoughts of God. And maybe things get better on the outside, but that's not the basis of our motivation. It doesn't have to be perfect. We just want it to be God. We want God in it. We want God in our conversation. We would like God in our prayer. We want God in our decisions. We want God in our life. We want God to help us and lead us in what we're doing. And when we start building the wall, like when we're going into the next year, building the wall, we can be sure that the enemy in the atmosphere is saying, what are these feeble Jews doing? Their stones have been through the fire. They will crumble. Their little plans are nothing. But Nehemiah is saying, we don't care about your opinion. Look at verse 6. So we built the wall. And all the wall was joined together. Harold Harbor joined to Federal Hill, joined to Silver Spring, joined to Habit of Grace, joined to Philadelphia, Wilmington. One brother that was here from Wilmington a week ago, he told me his story. He sat here, he has a television program in Wilmington. He said, I was sitting on the my porch in Philadelphia, and a stray bullet hit me in my left eye, went through my left eye and lodged in the back of my right eye. He said, this eye is a prosthetic eye, like not a real one. And I looked at it, it looked really good, actually. And the other one, he said, I'm legally blind out of it. And then I took up rowing, like as rehab. And I got a bronze medal in the Olympics. And he told me this amazing story. And he was talking about how Christ is the basis of his life. And, you know, this might be the way life happens for any one of us, but if it is, what I mean is, so we built the wall. Look at it, verse 6. And all the wall was joined together. That's amazing. Whenever we have our conventions, we are so blessed to be together. When we meet in Warsaw in the month of March, by God's grace, one part is saying, really? Are we going to Warsaw? Are we gathering together? And yes, so we built the wall. And others that are not able to go, or others that are not going, but so we built the wall. And all the wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. Get into God's work. Have a mind to work. Live in faith. Show up. There's a time in your life maybe when you want to back off, but I say have a mind to work. There's a time when maybe I could be careless, but we are saying let us pray and believe God and see what God will do and have a mind to work. And the wall will come together. And Sanballat and Tobiah, it blows their mind. How could these people do this? Well, it's being done. And as was said by Adam, the city of Baltimore, and Pastor Hadley on the police force is a chaplain, and Jim Hadley and Joseph, they bring us the word. And they say, we are making an impact. And we made a decision that the police, if you're a policeman on duty, you can come into our cafe on Monday, anytime during Monday, and you get a free lunch. Guys, we appreciate what you're doing for us in our community. And they've been coming in little by little. And we say thank you, and we're praying for you, and we're on the same team, and we care about you, and it is Christmas time. And we are here to reach out to the community. We are building the wall, and we have a mind to work. Have a mind to work. Have a mind and a heart to work, because God is in it. And this little pastor up in Maine years ago, 50 years ago or whatever it was, this little pastor up in Maine who studied this book and meditated on it and memorized it. He had a mind to work, and he was a bread truck driver delivering bread in the rural areas of Maine. And he had a vision, and then it got a hold of him, and he said, I want to have a church, and we want to have teams and send them out into all the world. You'd think that that could never happen. And Sanballat and Tobiah, you can be sure they were saying, not going to happen. Who are you, little person? Who are you, disabled or disgruntled or bitter or angry or empty person? Who are you? And that's, they want you to see you sit in your corner and behave. You sit in your corner, you just behave and be just what I want you to be. You know? Wow. God, thank you. We're 50 years down the road, and we got a mind where we like it. We're enjoying it. It's coming together. It's God's work. We are in it, and it takes faith, and we got it. Word of faith. We got the Spirit of God and each other. And I want to say tonight, thank you so much for all the things that have been said here. the way we are thinking, the way we are loving each other, the way we are caring about what is happening, and just the attitude. And it's powerful. And we're not buying into anything else but that narrow way where we are hearing from our Heavenly Father and helping us. Amen. Would you pray with me? Zoe, could you come up, please? You're here tonight. I'm going to give an invitation that you would accept Jesus Christ by this invitation, responding to it and saying, I want Jesus Christ in my life tonight. I want him in my life. Trust in him with all your heart and say to him, save me, forgive me, and give me this gift. In Christ's name, I pray. In Jesus' name. Anyone here doing that for the first time? Raise your hand, please. Anyone at all? Raise your hand. Yes, Lord, do this work in Christ's name, we pray. Amen.